when they will hear us. Forgive them that hear you. And I'll tell you what, I'll forgive from my heart even when they don't hear me. But I have to treat them a certain way. See, that's the thing, and I'm going to include this. I was about to finish up, and I thought, I better include this. How you treat them, it does not, like, let's say, I'm not going to speak with them anymore. Well, why don't you forgive them? Well, they don't want to be forgiven. They want to continue on their way. So, I do forgive them. I mean, I'm not going to hold it against them as much as I could. But I need to, in the love of Christ, bring about some sort of consequence to those who will not repent, who will not turn, who will not hear. If they will not hear, there must be a consequence. The turning of the other cheek is a consequence of their sin. You know, that is a consequence. You're bringing about damnation by turning the other cheek. Turning the other cheek is damnation against the wicked. Turning the other cheek is damnation against those who hear not God. Feeding them and clothing them is the heaping of coals of fire on their heads. And turning the other cheek is not a passive thing in the sight of God, because you're bringing down the vengeance of God on them. To rebuke someone and have them hear you is the greatest of virtues and of goods you can do to someone, that you would get them to turn themselves from sin. That is the greatest good. To turn someone from sin is great good, and a great amount of forgiveness is had in that. It is a much lesser forgiveness to forgive someone in your heart. Well, I mean, we forgive all from the heart, meaning don't just let it be superficial. But what I mean is, like, where I forgive them in my heart, but outwardly, I'm bringing about a consequence. Whether it be treating them as a heathen man or as a publican, as being outside of the faith, or whether it be some other kind of consequence. Whether it be turning them over to authorities for some great crime. Because they, you know, there's prices to be paid. You know, I can't, at the expense of my soul, can I hide the truth? You know, if someone does murder, do I forgive it? They have to answer for it. You know, those kind of things. You know, it causes me to become a criminal, and I become partaker of their evil deeds. You know, let's say a brother, you know, does some heinous crime for evil. You know, they rob and kill someone, and they come to you and say, "Brother, forgive me." Say, "I forgive you, but what do you want from me? That I should hide your crime? Even if I should not speak of it, you know? What if I should not deliver you to the authorities? I might become a sinner in that." These things become very complicated when you start to get to the exact scenarios and bringing in all kinds of hypothetical questions. Use wisdom in the course of the greatest righteousness is always the best, to bring about righteousness to more people. And justice is, hey, you have to do the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. All three of those things together, judgment and mercy, faith. So we use wisdom. We forgive from the heart. Remembering also the consequences are also of God. And forgiveness covers a multitude of sins. But let us rather turn from our iniquities. I don't want to have to deal with this, right? Let's rather all of us come along in the faith, from righteousness to righteousness, from faith to faith, from virtue to greater virtue, not spiraling downwards into sin.